Hey, everybody, and welcome to the Bachelorette Rehap Up. I'm Amy, here as always with the lovely Haley Strong. Haley, how are you doing tonight?
I'm doing really great. It's so wonderful to be back talking to you again. We've had a couple weeks off. Last week there was no episode, and the week before we couldn't get together. We've been really lucky with all of these vacations. I feel like Allie and Brian have had to like podcast at least once or twice a week straight for the last like 18 months, and we have like leisurely vacations every other week.
Right. They're just giving us a break from Bachelorette every once in a while too.
I think we deserve it. With the guys left, we need the break.
With the way these episodes have been going, I was hoping that after a week off, we'd get this would be the episode that brought the most drama. But not exactly.
Not exactly.
No. I think my favorite part was the guys on the bus, their little rap song about Alex. Remember that?
Not enough short jokes, in my opinion.
Yeah. He needs a stool. Oh, man. But we had 3 one-on-ones and 1 3-on-1. So that's a way to track it. And a really big contrast in how the 2 guys who were eliminated exited. Would you agree?
Yeah, I definitely say that. And you know what? That's kind of what I expected from these 2 guys. We saw Alex kind of give JoJo the Joe treatment. So kind of just like, shut off. And then we saw, James Taylor give the classic Bachelor trope. Like everyone always says that I'm going to make someone so happy. Like, when is it going to be my time? Like, I feel like we've heard that from the 5th place finisher every GD season. Every
it's
season.
Probably true, because who was it before? Like, the cupcake guy was kind of that
Desiree,
guy.
I feel like, gave us that, and she was she's in the 4th place, but close enough.
Interesting. And sometimes that person ends up as the bachelor or bachelorette. So do you think James Taylor has that upside?
He has the best chance out of any of these 6 guys, but oh my God, that would be a not fun season.
Yeah, he has personality, and you definitely felt for him in his exit, and it was great to see how classy he was and just, you know, didn't do the Joe, the Alex treatment where it's suddenly they're like, oh, I never had feelings for you, you know. But I agree. It would be like Chris Soules with a little more personality. We'd see that same storyline of farm
but like
boy.
Dopier? And does like dopey work well for a lead?
Go back to Bob Guinea for that one. Way back then.
Yeah, yes. So James Taylor's gonna bone every single one of his crop women, is what you're telling me.
Right. He'll be like the unsuspecting, like, we all fell in love with him, and he's like, I never had this before. I'm gonna go for it.
So you might as well.
Maybe it could be a good season in that case.
All right, let's see it. I want it. You've convinced me.
Great. All right, are you listening, producers? Not that you haven't already selected who it is, probably, but we are avoiding spoilers and all that kind of thing. So, and they usually announce it mental law or the final rose, right?
Yeah, usually we'll get it around the final,
and maybe they'll do a switcheroo and they'll
we usually don't get it until September, do we?
Oh, that's right, the rumors start, but then okay,
rest in peace Ari.
Yeah, and Kayla. Although, who knows? Who knows who it will be? But yeah, not really feeling this last group of guys. You know,
no, I feel like we have a question about that, so we'll get into it.
Okay.
And if not, we'll talk about it later anyway. We'll get deep into our feelings.
Yeah, definitely. Like these guys did on this episode.
Unfortunately for us.
Right. So it starts out, they're in Argentina still, and Alex is the only one who hasn't got a one-on-one date yet. Chris comes in form to say, now the one-on-one dates, a rose isn't on the line. So rest easy. Don't have to worry about it. And I'm thinking, yeah, it's because, you know, when she invites someone like Alex on a date, it would like kill the drama, like knowing that he wouldn't get that rose or something.
Yeah, exactly.
But then he ended up getting eliminated anyway. But it's kind of funny how it's like taking the pressure off. And then we have the 2 guys that we knew 2 weeks ago were going to leave because they're the last 2.
They left.
Yeah, obviously. Nothing's going to change. So
and the best part was that JoJo said to Alex, like, well, like, I know there's no rose on this date, but I'm going to eliminate you now anyway, because I don't want you waiting around a couple more days when I already know. And it's like, didn't you just do that? Didn't you just make him, like, stay longer?
Oh, my gosh.
Because of that exact reason.
Yeah.
Didn't we think you should have eliminated him last week.
Right.
And we didn't get to talk about it, but you have a special place for Argentina in your heart. Did you like seeing Argentina in the Bachelor world?
I did like that because, well, the place they had the rose ceremony last time, the Teatro Colón, was somewhere that I had been. So I was like, ooh, I've been somewhere where The Bachelor has been filmed. That was kind of cool. And I've been to an estancia. I didn't see, like, horse whispering or anything, like, of that intensity.
I think that's a great thing for you that you did not see what was going on.
Traumatized. Yeah, but, you know, been to Buenos Aires, been to Mendoza. So I got to see, like, some, I felt like I was watching Amazing Race for a second there. You know, when you see something, like, I've been there. So that was cool.
Mm-hmm.
Definitely. So it was I really like the travel locations they've picked so far. And they had some fun. I was curious what they would have done on the group date. She didn't tell what it was going to be. It might have just been walking around the town, but who knows?
I think I saw a tweet that said, like, yeah, they didn't have a date because they blew their budget on the private jet. And I wouldn't doubt that.
Yeah, for Jordan Rogers. So true.
Yeah.
I would not either.
So let's get into Alex's one-on-one date.
Mm-hmm. The gaucho
date. He dresses up as a gaucho, which I always thought was just like a type of pant.
Right.
I was wrong. It's also a profession, apparently.
Yep.
So they dress up and they go see horses. And, like, I'm not a big horse fan. They creep me out. They're too smart. They're too big. One tried to throw me off one of the Andes. So, like, not digging horses. Just not into it.
Wait. And then tried to throw you off what?
The Andes. The mountain range.
Are you serious?
Yes, I'm 100% serious.
Oh, man.
When I was in Peru, we did a horseback riding thing.
Mm-hmm.
And mine tried to throw me off the mountain. I'm not kidding.
Oh,
I was
my
like,
gosh.
I'm one of those people who
you're
just
one
like
of those tragic stories.
Yeah. And I was
Canadian
like,
Canadian abroad.
Yeah. I'm one of those people who like plan or like thinks of scenarios in my head just like all the time. So like I had scenarios like, oh my God, okay, if this horse throws me off, this is where I'm going to roll and try and grab onto. Or if the horse falls over me, like this is what I'm going to do. Luckily, it didn't come to that. I'm still alive. I'm out on horses. I never liked them. And that just like soured me even more. So this date where we basically saw a guy F a horse was just like not my jam.
Exactly.
Can you describe the scene for those who did not see it or those who covered their eyes? Because I'm sure that happened too.
Yeah. Was this more uncomfortable than the sex therapist date on Crystal's season?
I would rather watch the Carly and Chris date over and over with my parents than ever see anything like this again.
It's so funny because I was just binge watching Not Safe with Nikki Glaser, and so I was watching like the previous season, and there was one of the episodes where like her top story was about like this horse that apparently the internet was finding like really sexy or something. It was so creepy.
Oh my gosh.
So
was it the really shiny horse that's like in all the memes, like, ooh, which highlighter is this horse using?
I don't think so. It's like a stallion, like a black beauty stallion, running slow in slow motion.
I know.
Like a Fabio horse. So yeah, they got to see a man like straddling the horse on its belly and rubbing it.
He was calming the horse.
Calming.
He was massaging the horse. Mm-hmm. It was the worst thing I've ever seen.
But apparently Alex and JoJo were both very moved by this. I don't know.
Yeah, JoJo was like in tears, and like I was also in tears, but for a different reason.
Right. Yeah, and I'm with you. I was never like, I love animals, and we love the mini horse, you know, that we saw.
Oh, I love the mini horse. Don't even get me started on
that. Made this a little more palatable if they were just petting a mini horse or something. But yeah, this was just uncomfy, as we say here. So
it was so uncomfy. And then the horse was like, oh my God, he was just like lying.
Then he looked like he was dead.
Lying down. And then the gaucho was like, come spoon this horse. And I was like, oh, like, no, like, this is not good. It wasn't as disgusting as I was expecting it to be.
Right,
but it was
they
weird.
Just put their head by its head.
Yeah, they were like, kissing on the horse at one point.
Oh, yeah, over the horse. Oh, that is weird.
It was no wonder Alex got sent home after this date. I would be traumatized. I don't care if Jake Gyllenhaal is on this date with me, I'm sending him home after if I had to endure something like that with him.
Right. And I think this date, it has all those elements of like, this is the guy we're getting rid of. Like, we're giving him the worst date in terms of like, they're on a farm, probably doesn't smell that great. Then they put him in this goofy outfit, which is the most unflattering, especially for him. And I have to read one of these questions that we got because it made me laugh out loud when I first read it. So let's talk about it now. Kirby Alberto wants to know, the first one-on-one was painful to watch, but do you think the point of no return was Alex's uncanny resemblance to Lord Farquaad from the Shrek movies?
Like, that is the most perfect thing I have ever heard in my entire life.
So dead on. Exactly.
Because, like, he, like, even looks like him in the face.
Yeah. Yeah, this captures it exactly. So everybody, I'll try to, like, get this as a photo for our episode, but if not, everyone look this up. Alex as a gaucho. Alex Haha YQ or whatever his name is. You just have to see it for yourself. JoJo tried to make us believe that she thought it was cute, but, you know, there's no way.
And but later on in the date, when he told her he loved her, and she was like, so actually, now that you say that, like, I don't like when you say that to me, so bye, boy.
Yeah.
It was like, ooh, okay, like,
that's a bad sign. And he didn't read, it's like when it's the final two and they don't read it at the end when it's clearly the one that, like, has a bad reaction. He did not get it. And then as soon as she, like, spelled it out, then he just does a complete 180 and just like, okay, bye. Fine, sure, whatever.
And I understand, like, being upset when you just, like, laid all your cards on the table and your GF, like, flips the table over. It's like, I'd rather bone a couple of cheaters over there.
Right.
And I understand him being upset, but, like, I mean, a lot of his thing was, we haven't had this one-on-one time. I know the other guys have. They've progressed more with her.
Yeah.
And finally,
you gave this to me. Like, she owed him. Not good.
Rest in peace, Alex. Not sad to see you gone. I won't be surprised if he's on VIP. I haven't seen anything leading me to believe that he is, but, like, you never know.
Right. I could see it for sure. Because he's the one to stir up trouble and, you know, think he's the shit and, you know, owning the island or whatever. So
he's the Troy-Zan.
Yes.
The
Troy-Zan.
For those of you who do not watch Survivor, Troy-Zan is the worst person on one of the seasons, and he sucks really bad. And that's, like, Alex. So right. We're being really hard on Alex. I hope he doesn't, like, hear this.
But he probably is listening to anything that's covering his coverage and time on The Bachelor, wouldn't you say? Bachelorette?
I'd say.
Yeah.
Although, like, none of these guys seem to, like, pay attention to us. And, like, I'm not despy
except
for, like,
Christian.
Yeah, except Christian, who fave stars all of these tweets. But, like, I'm sure he hasn't listened to a single second of our podcast. If you are a Christian, Morse code us saying, like, hey, boy, hi. I also started, like, a guerrilla marketing campaign for Vinny to come on with us.
Ooh.
But he just, like,
faved it.
I should probably start that up again, actually. Actually, you guys tweet Vinny and tell him to come on the podcast.
Yeah.
When he's done in Bachelor in Paradise. Be like, yo, guy, here's this podcast. You should go on it. They love you.
Yeah.
Whatever.
We'll do it in off season in the fall.
Yeah, you know, I think that's a good idea.
Like, free to talk, I'm sure.
Yeah, so tweet him. That's your homework for the week. Tweet Vinny. I don't know what his handle is because I don't care that much.
It's like Vinsane. I just know.
Yeah. Vinsanity. Like, Vince Vinsanity.
It's like Vinsanity.
Vinny Vinsanity. I think that's what it is.
Something like that. You know, you're all following him. So
tweet him. Tell him that he should come out with us. Because I, like, tweeted him a bunch of things and he, like, faved them all. But he didn't respond. So, like, I don't know.
Right.
Maybe I should slide.
Maybe
into
he's like DMs. He's under the, like, still the contract where he can't.
Yeah, and I
officially
understand that. That's fine. He doesn't have to come on right now.
Right. So were you surprised that Alex got this one-on-one date? I almost thought he wasn't gonna get
one. I'm not surprised at all. Because like it's just kinda like one of those cyclical things that's like, yeah, of course it's this time. He hasn't got one, so
they have
he
to play the game.
One.
They have to sort of look like they're doing it fairly. Try to, at least. And then I think he was partly just mad that he doesn't get to say bye to his bros, you know? Like, she took that away from him, and so...
I guess so.
He's like, I wasn't expecting it, but...
But he'd probably... But if he got to say bye to his bros, he'd probably be like, yeah, I broke up with her.
Yeah, totally. He'd be the one to do that. She's crazy, you know? I don't like her anyway.
Yeah, like, good luck with that one, man.
Yeah. Oh, man. All right, so the next date was... Or the, we get the reveal. Who gets the next one-on-one? No surprise. It's Jordan's Jordan. Time again. Yes. Jordan.
Jordan. So they fly in a private jet to Mendoza, mm-hmm. where they drink wine, which is my perfect date.
This is a fun date. They got to stomp on the wine. Would you drink some of this wine? It.
No, I would not. Okay. Okay. I have been with my boyfriend for a year and a half, if not like a little longer. Uh-huh. If I was forced... to drink his foot wine, I would end my life right there on the spot. There is nothing grosser than that.
Oh, man.
His feet aren't even that gross, but right. Like, no.
No. No. All right, so we've got the homework and we've got our hashtag early, hashtag foot wine. Oh, God. Oh, man. Yeah, that's not going to be in
vows. Would you drink someone's foot wine?
But isn't all wine foot wine when you think about it?
No, they have these presses now.
Okay. Yeah,
I live in wine country. I've seen a couple of them.
Yeah, probably not. I'd have to have like
they throw them in like this big old like rotate like a barbecue spit almost, and like anyway,
something no, more sanitized.
Also, when you're just stomping on the grapes like that, there's no alcohol there yet,
right?
So they're just drinking foot grape juice. They're not drinking foot wine. Right? It's a waste of time.
Yeah, definitely no foot grape juice for me. I think the wine would maybe help me like forget about
it. I need an alcohol content if I'm going to consume like someone's toe lint.
No toe jam on toast either. Ew. None of this. But, you know, the chemistry there is still there. They just remind me of Andy and Josh when they had that palpable chemistry.
Yeah. And like they try their hardest, the producers here, to be like, oh, well, maybe like
maybe.
You don't have to tell me about your family if you don't want to. Or like they try to like wedge in these tiny little like conflicts, air quotations, that like aren't existing because they just want a bone like so badly that it's just like apparent to everyone.
Right.
And even when they are like you saw the look of disappointment on JoJo's face when he was like, yeah, I don't talk to my famous brother and his famous girlfriend. She was like, oh.
Oh, no. I really had my eye on Aaron.
Like, I could have been BFFs with Olivia Munn, and now right. Here I am.
Right. Exactly. Well, it's like he's been totally letting everyone believe that they have this great relationship this whole time by just avoiding it, you know? Because he's not afraid to mention him the whole time in his packages, right? And then
yeah,
all of a sudden... When it comes to hometown dates is when he drops this thing. So how did you interpret this? Whose side are you on? Jordan or Aaron?
Neither. Like, I they're probably all douches, to be honest with you.
Yeah, who knows? There was some story. I didn't get to read the whole thing, kind of fact-checking everything he says and just how there's something about with Aaron. You know, there's definitely more to the story, and he's doing what he can to Jordan's doing what he can to make himself look good. So
I saw the best Bachelor tweet I've ever seen in my entire life.
Oh, what was
last night, and I retweeted it, so you can go to my profile. I'm gonna read it. Okay. Okay, so it's a picture of Aaron Rodgers from Celebrity Jeopardy.
Okay.
And it says, okay, let me scroll down. I tweeted a lot about Are You the One last night too.
Ooh, okay, I have to catch up on it.
It's from at Justin Kirkland 4. He said, yeah, Alex, I'll take thrown under the bus by my brother on national television for $1,000.
Nice.
And it's like Aaron Rodgers on.
And who tweeted it?
Justin Kirkland. I'm not totally sure who.
Okay. But give him credit. Yes. That is so true.
It's like the funniest Bachelor tweet.
I feel like he's like above responding to it. I don't know if he has responded to it, but he's like, why does he need to? He's famous. And
yeah. No, he's got better things to do.
Right. Yeah. So maybe we'll see them on like a future Survivor Blood versus Water Rivals season.
Bad Blood versus Water.
Bad Blood. Oh, Haley, why aren't they paying you to be a consultant?
They should. I need to move out of my parents' like house like ASAP. Someone call me with a job. That's not prostitution because I can't do that. I don't have the bone structure.
The bone structure. The literal boning structure.
Okay, will we ever be able to, like, make it through a podcast without saying the word, like, D, or, like, bone, or, like, sexual intercourse? But no. To be fair to us, we're talking about a show in which they do all those things, so, like, right. Not our fault.
And we give draft points, thanks to Rob, for confirmed coitus. So, yeah, you know, he set us up for this. We know our role.
Getting blue.
Yeah. What did you think of their date and his... He basically dropped the L-bomb now, right? He had said falling for you before, I think, but this time... Did he go all out and say it? Like, I'm falling... Yeah, I think he did.
Yeah, I think so.
Because she was like, you don't know how happy that makes me. Like, definitely a different reaction than she gave Alex. So... You can see where she's genuine in her feelings towards him. And she didn't seem all that rattled by his comment about not talking to his brother. I mean, she was initially, like, you'd see her face drop. But then I don't know if it almost made her feel like, oh, I want to help mend this. You know, like, I want to fix you. I can handle it. You know, you've got some darkness to you or something. But this is probably, I don't know. They had their kissing in the against buildings. That's also why they reminded me of Josh and Andy, I think.
And I thought Andy and Nick kissed against buildings.
They did against trees.
And Josh, I think they did it everywhere.
Probably everywhere. Both of them.
Andy probably kissed everyone against a building.
Yeah.
I feel like Nick kissed Caitlin against a building, too.
Oh, yeah. He's like, I saw this work for Josh, so I'm going to take it to this next level.
Yeah.
Yeah. Anything more about Jordan's date?
Bye, Jordan. Bye.
But he's your number one pick.
I know, but and like, I did well. Mm-hmm. I'm just putting that out there.
Mm-hmm.
I got Chase and I got Jordan.
A lot of kiss points. Yeah, Chase.
I literally forgot Chase's name this episode. I was like, yeah. What is your name again?
Right.
And I feel like him and Jordan look exactly alike if Jordan grew a beard.
Mm, so much alike. And then Robbie.
They were sitting
too.
Beside each other, and I was like, which one is which? I don't know.
No, you know what? It's if Robbie and Jordan. Mated, it's Chase.
Yeah, definitely.
He's got that beard and the same. Like, they all look the same.
Yeah, let's get to 3-on-1 because I want to talk about Robbie.
Okay, what do you want to say about Robbie?
I hate him.
I know. He's so annoying. I'm the front runner. I'm totally, like, I was so mad that he got that group date rose just because of that.
I was mad because he's annoying to me. And also, James was being a douche in this episode too.
Oh,
he was like
true.
Telling Jojo in front of Robbie, like, oh, remember when you looked at that Argentinian girl's butt? And he was like, knock it off, man. Like,
yeah. And Jojo obviously was, like, James was looking too upset. If he noticed that Robbie was looking.
Yeah. You know?
And it's not a big deal. Like, you know, they have all this downtime, right? They're gonna be on the street. Argentinian women are very beautiful. I don't know, is that something to get, like, really upset about?
No, if I was Jojo, I would have ditched one of these guys for an Argentinian man.
Yeah, very true. Yes, a gaucho or something.
A gaucho, a taller a winemaker. One, preferably.
Yes. Yeah, so this is the 3-on-1 we talked about briefly, that they canceled some sort of adventurous date. Maybe. She didn't. She just alluded to it, didn't say what it was, but it was pouring rain. So it can get rainy there. And they had this kind of slumber party date. They were playing things like Heads Up, Hangman, eating junk food. What'd you think about this plan?
Okay,
Plan B.
I like junk food at a sleepover,
mm-hmm.
but I hate that they're eating, like, chicken nuggets in Argentina.
Right.
Like, give me a damn break.
Right.
You can't get, like, ordered
empanadas.
In delicious. Yeah. Give me a whole tray of empanadas.
Yeah.
Lose the chicken fingers. I would throw them out the window.
Seriously.
I would do what James did and throw them up and be like, no, I want some empanadas.
Right.
I feel like empanadas are like a perfect, like, they're Argentinian every, street food.
Yeah,
like,
everywhere.
Junkish. Yeah, like, do that.
Man. Yeah,
there's
exactly.
So many different fillings.
Because she's led into it. Like, when I'm in a new place, I like to try the different cuisine. But sometimes there's nothing better than junk food. And it's like, oh, they could have totally had, like, Argentinian junk food or something, you know, a little mixture. Don't get everyone sick.
Give me Pringles that say Pringles in Spanish.
Right. Something cultural here. And they've also got really good, like, traditional cookies that are, like, kind of like host. Like, they're, like, not like hostess cakes, but they're, you know, they're much better than that and nicer. But they're called alfajores. And then those would be really good. But they're not. You know, they're still junk food. You eat a bunch of them. So, yeah.
Nothing says, like, America, like, I'm in this foreign country. I need chicken nuggets. No, I'm like not trying to offend America. Like, I love America. But like, that's like an American stereotype, like going to somewhere foreign and be like,
definitely can't eat anything else. Like, what is this?
McDonald's chicken nuggets.
Yeah. Mm. And then they go into McDonald's and complain that they have different stuff. Like,
yeah.
Oh, man. So, oh, there's also Truth or Dare. We didn't get a lot of, like, we didn't see a bunch of truths or anything like that. We saw Robbie's dare. And then James wasn't even dared to stuff all that food in his mouth. He just did it, right?
Yeah, it seems like something James would do, frankly.
Yeah, impressed her or something. It's like, I could bring my A game. And it was a lot of talk about front runners. And Robbie being like, I'm the front runner. And if you don't think
and
you're the front
runner. And everyone was like, I think Jordan is, actually.
Yeah.
And then he got mad at that, which is, I guess, fair but true.
Right.
And then I think what sold JoJo on Robbie was like this conversation about his ex-girlfriend.
And should it have sold him? I don't know. Like
I know. It's like, it's like,
him? Like 4.5 months ago, he ended a 4-year relationship. I don't know if he ended it.
He said December, and this started filming in March. So it was like 2 months.
Yeah, basically. January, February. I mean, they're a little further
three months.
But yeah,
but still.
But he's like applying. It takes a long time to get cast. So he's probably applying while he's still dating her off and on, you know?
Yeah, really?
There's no way that he just got cast like the week before they started.
Which would like mesh with what Chad is saying about Robbie.
Right. That he.
Oh, yeah, also so, something I heard. Okay. So I think Jade like tweeted something like, guys from The Bachelor saying
somebody's
that
trying to like pay me.
Pay us.
Yeah.
To like up him on Instagram. Yeah, I'm sure you're here for the right reasons. And then Chad was like, oh my God, who? And then Jade was like, I think you know. And then so Chad texted Robbie, and Robbie was like, yeah, like just trying to get my name out there, you know. Oh. It's like, are you fucking kidding me? Oh, like,
yikes. Yeah. Former competitive swimmers gotta do what they gotta do, I guess. He has no other plans.
It can't all be Michael Phelps.
No. Oh, man. Yeah, that was an interesting conversation. But apparently, you know, a lot of times on these shows, talking about the ex is like a staple. You have to do it. And he's like, okay, I'm uncomfortable about it, but because of how I feel about you, I'll do it. I don't know that I necessarily need all this detailed information from a guy, you know. You want to know the gist, you know, but it doesn't really necessarily attract me more to somebody. Like, oh, tell me about how it all went down, you know?
Like, I wanted to know, like, about my boyfriend's exes just for, like, my own, like, personal satisfaction. Like, that sounds weird. Like, I like to look at, how do I say this without sounding like an insane person?
You want to know who you're, like, match up against, kind of?
Not even, than? Just, like, I'm curious.
Right.
Like, oh, okay, cool. Like, I'm not jealous. I'm not, like, angry.
Right.
I'm just, like, I don't know. I'm a lunatic, so I want to know. Like, that's just it.
Yeah.
I don't think that's a unique thing.
No. Well, now in this day and age, you can look up the people, usually.
Yeah, right? Exactly.
So it's like, yeah.
I haven't, like, messaged them being, like, tell me all the deeds. I'm just, like, no, they exist.
You're not like JoJo where they're, like, I need a warning about this person that you used to date. Tell me.
Yeah, my boyfriend's way too vanilla to, like, ever require one of those warnings.
Or are you the one where, like, they'll just show up randomly and be like, let me tell you. I don't know. Those challenges where the exes show up.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yes. Yes. Okay, we need that on The Bachelor. That's what I
need. That would be so great.
I don't care about these people's families. Like, I literally do not give an S. I want to see their exes. Why didn't I see Chad with JoJo last season?
Right?
Why didn't I? Where is Hope Higginbottom for Robbie?
Oh, so yeah, that's the one, right? She's the long-term
player.
Interesting. Mm-hmm. What a great
name.
And
he never got to meet her mom.
Hope Higginbottom.
Or he met her mom once and only got to go to her house 3 times. Like, ask for those things then.
Right.
Pester her. Why didn't you figure that out in, like, year half of one?
Yeah, and this could be a situation where he's like, when it was going on, he's like, huh, great. I don't have to, like, hang out with the family. And then
yeah,
how he's
probably
spinning it.
He probably did do that. Now he's like, family's so important to me.
Yeah. And then Chase, I feel like, is just basically in denial about, or has never seen the show, because James is very wisely pointing out in this date, like, whoever doesn't get the group, this group date rose, it's going to be between us two who's staying home. He's like, I disagree. I think it could be Jordan or Luke. Like, in what world? Like,
hey.
Oh, man. I don't know.
Robbie got the rose.
Robbie got the rose.
They were, like, deeply shocked that she was like, oh, I'm going to spend more time with him. Do you really want to hang out with JoJo more after she gave the rose to someone else?
Right. And hasn't that happened every time somebody gets a group date rose? Yeah.
Yeah.
So she got a little bit more out of Chase, apparently. Apparently he's giving just enough that he skates by each week. Like, I think
we're
she just
not
wants
seeing
to,
it, though.
No, I think she just likes the challenge.
We don't know if he has any personality traits.
Oh, I don't think he does. Maybe she's like, knew that if she brought, again, I always like to think on the bright side that she didn't want to hurt James's family. Like, he was so close to them, it would have meant so much to him. And Chase, you can't get a read on his personality if he has one. So it's like, huh, maybe his family's the same way and they won't be affected if I show up and gone the next week, you know? But I guess we'll find out.
Yeah, there's no way that Chase is making it past hometowns, right?
I can't see it. Unless something really goes down at the hometown with Robbie. Then
no, like, even like Luke could show her his like torture chamber and she'd still be like, I'm still letting go of Chase,
right? Okay, speaking of Luke, I feel like I've come around on him a little bit. I don't know if I've just like
okay,
been
me
beaten
too.
Down
okay, I was afraid to admit it yeah. But this date kind of made me like him. It showed me that he wasn't just pure serial killer, even though he's like obsessed with horses
and
which,
shooting things in
like
the
I
air.
Said before, it creeps me out a bit,
right? But at least they were just riding horses. We didn't see him like being the whisperer.
No, it's like hot it. Seeing a guy do something he's good at,
right?
And like he knows he's good at but isn't like cocky about it.
Yeah, and I feel like we've that one side boob thing a couple episodes ago, we saw his sense of humor and showed up a little bit when he came to tell the guys that the cocktail party was canceled. He was just kind of laughing it off, like, hey, don't you guys want to shoot stuff with me? Like, I came to like hang out with you guys for the rest of the date. So but I think what really did it for me was his answer about, you know, where do you see yourself in the future? Do you want to go back to a small town? And it's something I've complained about so much in these other, like, especially in the Bachelorette seasons, where it's just assumed that they're going to go to where the guy lives. And then mm-hmm. in the Bachelor season, it's assumed that they'll go to where the guy lives. And it's not really much discussion, or they're just really, like, firm about that. Like, oh, I can't leave Dallas, or I can't leave Seattle or wherever they are. But the women are like, yeah, I totally move, you know? And so,
yeah, I'm totally fine with living in rural Idaho.
Yeah, I totally want to.
Even though that was like the one I understood the most, I was like, yeah, Chris, you're right. This is like your farm. This is your livelihood. You can't just pick up and move your farm.
Right.
Anyway,
except you just moved it to Idaho, not Iowa. But
oh,
yeah.
Sorry.
Sorry, Iowa.
About the flyover states. You're yes. a flyover for a reason.
That's what everyone mixes those.
Sorry
two
to
up.
My Midwest listeners.
No worries. And then he just had a really, and he phrased it really well. And almost, I don't know that it was strategic, but it was just very smart too, because the way he said it was like, you know, some people are really selfish about this. You know, he didn't throw anyone specific under the bus, and it's just kind of a general comment, but kind of using that word selfish. And he's saying, I want to make a decision where to live, you know, with my partner, and I don't want to know exactly, have it all planned out. And it was just like, that's such a good answer. And JoJo mm-hmm. ate it up too. But it's, you know, that's how it should be. It's like, maybe you have a really good idea, but, you know, when you're with a partner, there could be other factors, and you might want to, you know, even if there's just a 10% chance that you'd go somewhere else, like, don't be so firm that, like, nope, the perfect person for me has to, like, live in my hometown, you know?
Yeah.
So there's always ways around. So I like that. And I don't know if he's just looking better or if it's just like that more his personality came out. I'm like, oh, he's not so creepy looking anymore.
Yeah, I definitely think we have gotten more of his personality rather than just like obsessed with JoJo.
Yeah.
Like, and which is something I appreciate. We just didn't see many of these guys' personalities because it was so like consumed with Chad.
True.
And that's kind of an issue we had in the Bachelor season with Olivia.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it seemed like so many of the early episodes were consumed with her, so we didn't really get any idea of the other women's personalities until much, much later, which was really unfortunate because I thought that crop of girls was really great. Now, yes. I don't think this crop of guys is particularly strong, but I think that, you know, the sentiment still kind of stands.
Right, definitely. Let's see, anything more from this date with Luke?
No. Except that it was like done early and they came back and was like, nope, no cocktail party. Sorry, guys. And then the guys were like, what? Well. Like, I thought this was my time with JoJo to convince her I love, like, she loves me.
Every
like,
time.
If you haven't been able to do it now.
Yep.
Then what do you think you're going to say in like 48 seconds together that she's going to be like, yep, you know what? You're right. He's the one.
Right.
It's not going to happen.
Yeah. Just like we say, don't, you know, don't talk shit about other people, your competitors. One-on-one time. Don't like freak out about no cocktail party because it's already been decided long before that. You're not going to change your mind at a cocktail party. Maybe she'll give you
that. If you're like concerned that you're not going to get your time at the cocktail party, that means you're going home probably, if not this week, next week. Right. 100%.
Exactly. And, you know, yeah, the best she can do is just, like, buy one more week for you, like she did with Alex and James Taylor. But the writing was on the wall. So we get to the rose ceremony.
The chase is over. Yeah. Just kidding.
Not quite yet.
I'm going to use that next week. Can you remind me?
Sure. Just schedule the tweet. Too bad he's, like, so bland because he would have... That's like a perfect tagline for The Bachelor, but there's no way he would ever be The Bachelor.
Oh, yeah.
Like, the chase is over, finally. Yeah. So, rose ceremony kind of calls them in predictable order, of course. Luke, Jordan, and then Chase. I thought it could go either way because we didn't see anything from Chase.
I was like 40% James, 60% Chase. Just like, you know, I'd called it from the beginning. I was like, I feel like James Taylor is like the perfect hometown date boot.
Mm-hmm. Right. Yeah, that would be more devastating. But
I think he just made too many missteps along the way, like knocking the other guys.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, there's nothing you can really pin on Chase one way or the other, good or bad. Oh, man. But I did really like how he handled it. And if he is making a play to be Bachelor, like he did his darndest to do that on the way out, because they're not going to hire somebody or cast somebody, I should say, to be that if they're like a jerk on the way out, unless they can really spin it like, oh, I was just so devastated and I'm so apologetic. But, you know, they need that fan favorite kind of thing. So let's jump into, oh, was there anything from the preview that stood out besides the Robbie stuff?
No.
Oh, what did you know how I feel about
the hometown date episode?
Yeah. Snooze.
Yes, I did. It was just like, oh my God. Like, I obviously knew it wasn't going to be what we were hearing, but whatever. I hate those head massagers. Do you like them?
It's like something I totally forget about, and then I like will see them somewhere. I'm like, oh yeah, I guess that feels kind of good, but you know, it's not like I definitely do not have the reaction JoJo has. So maybe I've been doing it wrong. I don't know.
Maybe.
But yeah, they're kind of
weird.
Chase, they're like spiders. Yeah. Yeah. Chase, that's what it is. He's got that. It all started with that weird yoga date. I think he's just like, you know, her like tantric sex person that's like just doing it for her in that way. She's like, I'll just keep my masseuse around. Masseur. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So let's jump into draft results. It's been a while since we've gotten to go over them. So it's a pretty close race now. We're all...
Finally.
I know. So, Haley, you're the only one with two left. So you've kind of made a surge here. You've got Jordan and Chase.
Mm-hmm. My number one and number two picks.
Isn't that crazy? That's crazy. I only have my number seven pick now, Robbie. So I guess he was a steal. And then... Jordan has his number one pick. So, yeah, you guys both did really well with your number
ones. Yeah, we did do well.
Yeah, so that's Luke. So Jordan's still in the lead. He has 111. So he got the one-on-one date points, all those kiss points. He lost James Taylor. I lost Alex this week. I'm at 103. So 111 to 103. Robbie got the group date rose point. That's about it for me. And then did he get... Oh, yeah, he got the emo story point as well. The sad story. Yay. And then you got Jordan and Chase, so bringing in some kiss points, the one-on-one date point. You're at 91, so you've been climbing because you were at 79 before, 66. So you made a big leap in the past week, 2 weeks.
Yay.
Yay. So it's a close race. It's a horse race, you might say, going in the theme of this
week. I see what you did there.
Yes. And let's see about iTunes reviews. Do you have one to share?
I do. All right. So get your iTunes reviews in. We'll be sending out our prize pack soon to last session's winner. And so get your reviews in. It really helps us a lot. And tell your friends about us. And even if they don't listen to the podcast, tell them to give us 5 stars just for fun.
Yeah. And
go,
you know,
take their phone, find out their passcode.
Go to the Apple Store.
Go to the podcast app. Rate us on iTunes. That'd be great.
Yeah, especially because, you know, Haley, you're lucky that you can't see the U.S. side of things, because our most recent review is by SmartyPants60. And if you're with me and you want to do like a Jimmy Kimmel type segment.
I'm here. All right. I'm here for this.
All right. This is Unlistenable is the title. And then the review simply says, one co-host speaks with way too much vocal fry. Google it. So, no. I believe I shared this with you earlier, but it's still our most recent review. So there's quite a few questions here that we have with this, because
which one of us the more pronounced vocal fry? I think it's me.
I don't know. I thought it was me.
Exactly. We both think it's us.
I think they're playing a mind game. Maybe they're negging us and they really are like really into us.
And like, as if you think you're the first person to tell us female podcasters that we speak with a vocal fry.
Oh my God. Yeah. Anyway. My favorite topic, because men think they don't have it. And apparently when men have it, it's totally listenable. But anyway, if you're listening this far, then you don't think we're unlistenable, or you're just like hate listening. So just leave us a 5-star
review. That's fine
too. Yeah.
5-star us and say you hate listened. We don't care. Give us the 5 stars.
Exactly.
But we're not entering
this person into the contest. Sorry, Smarty Pants.
We like nice people. Mm-hmm. We love compliments. We have fragile egos. That's why we turn to the internet to get all the satisfaction and like joy, you know, we missed out on.
And the validation for watching this show that we sometimes feel guilty about watching. Yes.
So this review is titled Bachelor, Bachelor, Bachelor. It's from Sarah GD1234. She said, love listening to the podcast every week. It's great to listen on the way to work. And I love live tweeting with you ladies every Monday. We love live tweeting with you too.
I'm so sad that I haven't been able to lately because of my schedule, but that will change in a couple weeks.
So great. So we have a lot of fun doing that. I'm at @hstrong_. Amy's at @RHAPRecapper. We try and tweet as much as we can and we love doing it. And we love when people leave nice comments on iTunes. So please do that. We would really appreciate it.
Yes, thank you so much. And next, let's jump into, we covered a couple, but let's jump into audience questions. And Haley, you got some from the patrons this week. Is that right?
I did.
That's awesome.
Thanks, RJP patrons.
That's awesome.
RJ patrons. Yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah. RJ.
Rob has a patron.
Support Rob. He lets us do this silly podcast. So he hasn't canceled us. He's kind. And let's see. Tess Bergman. How come under each guy's name it says their occupation? Oh, no. I'm on my old ones. Where did they go? I scrolled up too far.
Scroll down in our Skype chat. This is like inside baseball here.
Yeah. Oh, man. Yeah. Daniel is rearing his ugly head. He didn't get enough coverage this week yet. This is from @Shem. Which is a worse response to telling someone you love them? I appreciate that. Or silence, and then they clear their throat.
I would say like a firm handshake and nod and then walking away.
Is even worse.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, both not good, though.
Not great. No, neither are great.
Yeah. This one was just so like audibly, you just see JoJo's like, oh no, I didn't think I'd, because I like had been avoiding Alex for so long and now he's dropping this on me. Oh, funny. And another one from @_Shem. How much were the producers panicking when they realized this was their final bachelor pool to draw from for the season? Okay, so let's get into it now.
It doesn't seem like they like these guys.
What makes
that
you say
much?
That?
Just like, I feel like all of them have had like some sort of negative edit. Okay, so we have Chase, who's had no edit because he's boring. We've had Jordan, who's had like a, like, did you cheat thing, and, like, your family's estranged and entitled, and the guys don't like him, and this, and that, and that. And Robbie, it's, like, he acts like an a-hole. There's, like, the thing with his girlfriend, and then there's the other thing with his girlfriend, and the other thing with his girlfriend, and then he's, like, staring at random Argentinian woman. James Taylor, he's talking S about, like, everyone.
Right.
For no reason. And Alex is Alex, so, like, that's all you need to know there. And Luke is a serial killer. Still.
Right. So, what are our options? Would they ever go back to Internet's boyfriend?
Wells? I think. You know, I just don't think so, which breaks my little heart. I feel like he's on Bachelor in Paradise.
Right. And they haven't gone to that well yet.
Okay. I would love to for them to maybe go back a few seasons. Maybe Markel.
Definitely.
I can't see them picking from this group of guys. I think they're going to do what they did after Ben Flanick's season and just, like, go back and find someone new.
Or maybe if they would pick someone who's on Bachelor in Paradise, Ben Z always seemed like a great candidate.
Oh, my God. Give me Ben Z. Ugh.
Yeah.
Give me Ben. I don't care. Ben's forever. Ben's are always the best season.
Although, do we talk about, isn't there a new show coming out with Ben and Lauren? That seems like.
I'm not watching that. I refuse. Uh-oh. We're not covering it on this podcast.
I feel like we have to at least watch the premiere just to see.
I guess so. We'll watch the premiere. Okay, so Ben and Lauren are getting their new show on ABC Family, now called Freeform. And they're going to live their lives or something. They're both, like, I don't need to see more of them. I tweeted something like, this is going to be the most boring effing TV show. A Ben apologist tweeted me saying, actually, that's really rude. And I told her, no, it's just casually rude. If I was really rude, I would have included them in this tweet. Which I did not, because I'm a nice
vanilla, gal. You know.
They're just vanilla. And, like, they're perfectly nice people.
It's not an attack.
It's fine. But I don't need. Yeah, I don't need to. I don't need to watch it. I don't need
so
it in my life.
TV. We can only do so much. We need to watch these MTV shows so we can listen to the Are You the One podcast.
Oh, yeah. We need to watch the MTV shows because they are so good.
Great co-hosts on the wrap-ups for those, Allie and Brian. So I just, like, binged Are You the One this over the weekend. And so I didn't see the recent one.
It's my favorite show on television.
Anyone who watches Bachelor, Bachelorette would like it. It's a dating show. It's a competition show. It's great. Let's see. Oh, another one from @Shem is really coming through with Twitter questions. Thank you. Is JoJo really looking for a quote-unquote normal guy with a quote-unquote normal job? And then in parentheses, probably not. What do you think, Haley?
Yeah, JoJo does not want a normal guy. She knows she's not a normal girl. So she doesn't need a basic.
But the guys are like, no, she doesn't. Why would she want Jordan? I mean, exactly.
He only has a famous brother.
Okay. And then she also has. Okay. I think I made up for not sending questions in most of the season. I'm on the West Coast again and still adjusting. Yes, you did make up for that. Thank you, _ Shem. We appreciate you for coming through.
Thank you.
Dan Connolly wants to know, even if Aaron Rodgers was super tight with Jordan, do you think he would want to appear on The Bachelorette?
No, he's got other S to do. Why would he want to show up on The Bachelorette? He's a multi-millionaire who has, like, a great house in Green Bay. Why? No, there's no reason for him to lower himself to this.
Owe it to his brother, even if they weren't in this rift for whatever reason. Then we have Humberto Daniel Urrutia Camargo. Raise your hand if you gave up this season. We can't.
No, we have not given up. No. We're not going to give up. I know we sound a little negative, and we are sorry about that. But it's just, it's hard. It's hard when the guys are this bad. And are you liking the season more than you're liking Caitlin's season?
I think I'm liking it more in this end round. I think Caitlin's season had more drama at the beginning. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But I loved Caitlin as a lead, so she carried it through.
Me too. And that's not to say I don't like JoJo. I like JoJo a lot. I doubt her taste in men,
too,
frankly.
Homogenous.
And I feel like we got spoiled with Andy's season. Our first our first season of podcast ever. I thought that was a really, really, really strong season. And the Bachelorette seasons just have not been that great lately. And it makes us sad.
Because that was a season where we didn't know because we like which seeing way hot guys go. Do things. It was like the final two, you really weren't sure. And yeah, it's kind of, well, there's always, you know, it's like Rob says about Survivor, like, it's just like pizza. It's not always the best pizza of your life, but, you know, you can still find something to enjoy. So we've never given up on a season we've started, so.
No, but this is not a Hawaiian pizza.
Definitely not.
Another hot take, I'm sure.
I don't eat ham, but, or Canadian bacon, as we call it down here. Paul Borges, I'd like each of you to perform a freestyle rap about this truly awful episode.
I hate this episode. It really sucks. And that's it. That's all I've got. I have like no rhythm. I have no like all right, anything.
So let me see if I can do a response to it.
I did just read.
Okay. Okay. Give me the underlying beat. So do it again. I hate this episode. It really sucks. We'd only watch it if we were paid big bucks. How's that? All right.
That was great. Yeah. That was more than I could come up with.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, we didn't even mention that. So the guys, when Alex went on his date, the guys had to take a bus. And it was like a cool bus. And then they like sat in our circle and like rapped, which was.
You didn't want it?
Not what they wanted. I guess it was good. But it was way, 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 way better than when like Alex was just rapping to JoJo, which was probably more painful than watching the horse.
I definitely blocked it out of my mind. They really did a good job, as they've done in the past in previous seasons, where they just sort of show one thing and then they cut to something else, you know, to give the contrast. And so it's like, oh, she'd have more fun with us, like nothing against Alex. And then they cut to Alex and JoJo in this long car ride. So also another kiss of death for him, where it's like they had to go on this long ride to their destination. It's not like the estancias are in the countryside. They're not right outside where they were in Buenos Aires. So they've got at least, you know, an hour drive, maybe more. And they're going, you know, you can't, even if someone you really click with, you're just going to have those awkward silences. You can't. Especially if you're just sitting in a car and you're tired, you know, so.
It's even more awkward than when there's like a camera
on
you.
The pressure, and he has that pressure of like, finally, I get my date. So it kind of was just putting the nail in the coffin for them. But, you know, the guys were having fun, making the best of it. Oh, and they got to eat all those different meats. Too bad Chad wasn't there, because in Argentina, they eat every part of
the
animal. So, yeah.
Okay, that part Jordan did not sound amazing.
And then, but. Right.
Give me the empanadas. He's such a picky eater. That's a kiss of death for me. I'm not about a picky eater.
Right. So you wouldn't want Derek either because he didn't like cucumbers. Or do you like?
It tastes like water.
The guys
Derek,
that are like
get over
Peter
it.
Brown, where they like they only eat chicken nuggets and pizza. No.
No, I can't. I literally cannot. Me I have either. No time for those. I'm sorry if you're listening, you're one of those people and you're mad at me because all you like is chicken nuggets
and
fries.
Those are good. Like, junk food's good, but if you never
it's fine. Yeah, and I will eat chicken fingers and fries.
A vegetable, it's like, it shows on your face.
If you, like, cry at the thought of a lettuce leaf.
If that's torture, yeah, that's not good. I mean, I feel like you can see, like, you get sunken in, like, gray patches on your face and it's, like, not healthy. Like, just take vitamins at least, I hope.
Yeah. Just enjoy the world, okay? Eat some food. Be adventurous. Try something new. You'll probably like it.
Jordan Barhar left us a question. Our frequent co-host who helps us out a lot. And yes.
BFF of the podcast.
Why is Alex a whiny little bitch? I think he said this on every podcast he's joined us for.
Jordan feels very passionately about Alex.
I know. It's really funny. Jessica Frey also chimes in, Alex should not wear berets. We hear ya. We agree. And then here's a good one from Brian Altschul. Did James Taylor have no fire and no rain? Definitely no fire. I think he had a little tears.
Definitely no fire. I think he was covered in rain.
Here's another question kind of similar to what we've covered. Does James have a shot at being the next Bachelor, or should we assume it will be Luke or Jordan? Luke or Jordan, definitely the two front runners that we can see.
Like, no, Jordan has, no, okay. If Jordan was the lead, he'd take the lead from Bob Guinea as person to F the most people.
Yeah, but we don't know that the producers don't want that. You know? Yeah.
That's fair.
I can't see Luke give me Jordan. Being it if he's the runner-up. It's too similar.
No,
too
he's similar just, like, to too cool. Crystals,
I think, in terms of how they do the story. At least James has kind of the silliness. He can sing. He's actually, like, I feel like his songs are legitimately good, and he probably wrote the rap that they did that was pretty funny. So, yeah. I think he has a shot, for sure. It's not 0.0%, I'd say.
Give me Ari. Ari, or give me Dad.
Markel, right? And who else?
Yeah.
Benzie, yes.
My boyfriend, Benzie. Man. Oh, hottest guy. Ooh, I cannot wait for him on BIP.
Exactly. And then we got an email. And what's our email again, Haley?
BachelorWrapUp@gmail.com. We love getting these questions because they can be a little bit longer form than, you know, we usually see on Facebook and Twitter. So send us your cues there. BachelorWrapUp@gmail.com.
Yes. This is awesome. It's from Reed. He says, hi, this is Reed from Washington. I'm a big fan of the podcast. It's great to hear your guys' take on the show each week. On the last episode, when you said that JoJo didn't get a good batch of guys this season, I have to disagree. There were some awesome guys earlier on, such as Ollie, Christian, Jake, Derek, Wells, etc. I thought Daniel was also a great option. They were all nice and seemed like great potential partners for JoJo. She deserves a good guy that's successful and kind. These cocky fools remaining aren't up to snuff. It was sad that the good guys were kicked out so soon and didn't get a real shot. I think that it was just cut down poorly, leaving a weaker final six. Who do you think was the best guy this season that we didn't get to see enough of? That's a really good question.
Yeah, I love this question. And this is a good way to kind of call us out on our S.
Yeah.
Because we tend to have a short memory. Like you said, Allie was great. Christian, he's a little thirsty on Twitter. Who's Jake?
Jake.
Oh, I like Jake. I did like Derek. I was in on. No, like, I people hated Derek, and I don't know why. And then Daniel was a lot of fun.
Everyone loves him.
Yeah.
Yeah. So it's not like there wasn't great ones to choose from, but JoJo's.
It's just that JoJo has a bad taste in men.
Her matchmaker would say she has a bad picker. Yeah. So.
Yeah. That's a show we should cover. No, I'm just kidding. That's too much commitment.
And I was thinking of it too, because when. You know what went through my head? And maybe it's just because I'm more Gen X, but. When she was saying bye to James and like all the stuff he said and like how classy he was and just like, you know, just emotional about it and just, you know, like, thank you, like you deserve this and this. I was like, oh, you know, in 10 years, she might really regret like not keeping him around longer or, you know, seeing what was there, because he has like she said, he has all you have all the qualities I want. And if it was real world, she could date him longer, see what's there and sort of let these other guys. Yeah. Fall by the wayside when she sees their true colors, you know? Not that they're all bad, but just that some of them might not be a long-term match. Whereas James seemed like, you know, he's a good long-term partner, which she says she's wanted. And maybe she doesn't really want that because she's 26 and wants, you know.
Yeah, she's 26 and she has like a hot former football player like standing in front of her. Like, you know, like, I'm sorry, James, you're going to lose out. Exactly.
So, yeah, she didn't really follow, you know, maybe everything. And it's the setup of the show that you can eliminate people on first impression, or you didn't get enough time to talk to them. Like someone like Jake, maybe, where he would have been really great to see.
Yeah. And that's just the way the wind blows sometimes. And, you know, there's nothing you do about it.
Yeah. When we talk about the guys left is kind of when we're saying like, oh, there's no good guys. So yes, thank you for pointing that out. That was a really good question. Thank you for sending an email. And that's it for questions this week. So, Haley, where can people find you?
You can find me, as always, on Twitter at @hstrong_. Same on Instagram. My Snapchat is hstrong28. I do things on there sometimes.
Oh, and I remember we had a couple of Bachelor news items. Babies and Bachelor Nation, right? So before we sign off, do you want to give an update?
So we had two this week. Catherine and Sean had their baby Samuel. He's pretty cute. And Ali Fedotowsky and her fiance Kevin had a baby and named her Molly, and that's a really cute name too. So congrats to both of them. And I'm sure we're gonna have a new crop soon because Jillian's pregnant and Desiree's pregnant, and I'm sure and Renee from Juan Pablo season is pregnant again.
Baby,
yeah,
boom.
I'm sure there's more.
All right,
baby boom.
And I'm at RJP Recapper on Twitter. Thanks for listening, everybody. Bye.
Bye.